Eliza Collins writes about the congressionals going on for USA Today. She knows all these people personally and has given us a little bit of her time this morning. She brought a terrific piece. We'll retweet it out. 9 questions we're asking about Thursday's release of Mitch McConnell Care. So 8:30 this morning, he briefs the Senate. My first question to Eliza, are Democrats welcome or is this just for Republican caucus members?
This is just for Republican caucus members. And, of course, this is how the whole process has been going. And Democrats are loving pushing back against this because, of course, they're not going to repeal their own plan. So Republicans say, you know, we're not going to include them because they don't want to help us. And Democrats say they're not including us. So, you know, they both get to spin it, but they will not be there this morning.
And will this bill, famously, the president said a couple different times, if you believe the attribution, he said the House bill, Paul Ryan's bill, is just too mean. How will Mitch McConnell address the president's concerns?
Well, that is what we're waiting to see this morning. There are a couple things that early reports are being leaked out. Apparently, this bill was circulating with some lobbyists yesterday, so some people got to see it or drafts of it. What the main things that I think will be a little bit, quote unquote, less mean would be a Medicaid glide path. So some states accepted Medicaid funds through Obamacare. Some of those states actually have Republican governors. So the House would have cut Medicaid off in 2020, just cold turkey, cut it off. Some senators, like about a half dozen, are saying, no, that's not going to work. We need to give sort of a glide path. So that's likely what you're going to see, because if they don't, they would lose far too many votes for the legislation to pass. Another thing is pre-existing conditions. The House bill basically made it so you can charge more for people with pre-existing conditions, although they did some maneuver, so there's some extra money that's supposed to offset the cost. The Senate likely will have some more money there, a little bit more of a generous package. But again, we don't know.
Here you talk about that glide path of some of these, and you brought it up, these governors that were okay with the Obama plan. I mean, this is going to cost some states a ton of money, isn't it? How are they going to replace that funding?
Exactly. That's something you're hearing someone like John Kasich, who has kind of become this voice, you know, in some ways against his own party. But he was a governor that Ohio accepted this. And he says, this is not going to work. You cannot do this. It's going to put however many hundreds of thousands of people out, and it's just not going to work. So it's easy, and Republicans say this. I had a Republican aide tell me this yesterday. She was kind of bracing for everything coming out today, and her boss will probably vote for it. He's pretty mainstream, but she said it's really hard to take things away from people. People can get all riled up about, you know, Obamacare is bad, but when they realize that it's their own health care, even if it is an expensive plan or even if it is this or that, it's really hard to take things away from people. And I think Republicans are kind of bracing for that. And Medicaid is one of those things that affects a lot of people in these states.
Eliza, big news today. Our final question. This is Eliza Collins. She writes on Congress for USA Today. She's been watching all the jockeying going on, especially in the Republican side of the world. It's not so bad to be the first senator out there to say, I vote no. It's not so bad to be the second senator out there to say, I'm sorry, Mitch, I vote no on this. It would be catastrophic to be the third senator, Republican, to vote no on this. Who do you think breaks first? Is it Collins? Is it Rand Paul? Murkowski? How about Ted Cruz?
So you are exactly right. The Senate can lose 2 votes. They're okay. Vice President Pence comes in. He casts the tiebreaker. And they will probably lose 2 votes. I think that's going to be Collins and Paul, likely. Collins is very moderate. She has a lot of issues with the bill out the gate. She's not okay with the Planned Parenthood defund. She has issues with Medicaid. She has probably issues with pre-existing conditions. She's widely assumed, and I've had lawmakers say, you know, she's probably a no. We're not really trying to court her here. Rand Paul, the other end of the spectrum, he wants a complete Obamacare repeal. It's not going to be that. It can't be that with the process that it needs to go through, plus they're moderate.
So should we say about 8:31, Mitch announces it to the caucus at 8:30, our time this morning. 8:31, mm-hmm. Collins and Cruz go, I'll take 1 and 2. You other guys, good luck to you. Bye-bye.
I think they're going to give it some time. They're going to definitely take the time to read the bill, because remember, they haven't even seen it yet. So they will get to have a few days, likely to avoid us reporters by saying, haven't read the bill yet, can't comment. You're going to see that probably early next week.
CBO scores it over the weekend, and then these guys all run for the hills and see the first two go.
They're not going to say anything.
Sticking point. Seems to be Medicaid.
Yeah. We have to run, Eliza. Thank you very much. Excellent analysis. We appreciate it. We'll continue to read you at USA Today, and we'll tweet out the column that is so well-written to our listeners momentarily, okay?
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. That's Eliza Collins. We'll talk to her, I'm sure, next week. So how would you, Rand Paul, the president, called Rand Paul and said, come on, what is it going to take? Now you want to be one of the first two, you do not want to be number three.
No, I get what you're saying right there.